Welcome to the Benwood Johnson Podcast. You can visit Dr. Johnson's blog at benwoodpost.com. Dr. Johnson's works can be found at drbenwoodjohnson.com. You can also support Dr. Johnson on Patreon, the link to which is in the description. Hey, welcome to the Benwood Johnson Podcast. Today is September the 17th, 2018, and this is podcast number 16. Thanks for joining us again today. We're going to continue our conversation about Jean-Paul Sartre. Last podcast, we talked about the power of the consciousness, the power of the mind. And in this podcast, we are going to talk about the notion of identity, the notion of self-identity. And it is this idea that the individual is always in a quest, is always in a search for identity. And as he looks for the self, when he finds something that resembles the self, he tries to assess meaning to that entity. He tries to assess meaning to that self. And this is in this constant back and forth between who the individual wants to be and who the individual finds himself to be, is in this back and forth is what affords meaning to life. And it is what Sartre calls identity. And in the process of finding the self, losing the self, is what Sartre calls freedom. So in this podcast, we are going to delve a little bit deeper in this understanding and try to make sense of it all. Because when Sartre talks about freedom, it is not in the tangible sense of the word itself. It is in this abstract, it is in the way the individual perceives himself in his world and in the world of others. And it is this notion that the individual is striving to be. And in the midst of that trial, if you will, is what Sartre calls identity. But as the individual finds the self and tries to define the self and understands the reality of the self in relation to others, is what Sartre refers to as freedom. And this aspect of the Sartrean philosophy is very important because it sort of sets the stage for, you know, other concepts, other aspects, which we will debate in depth in subsequent podcasts. But for today, let us focus on the notion of identity. And as usual, without further ado, let us delve right into it. One of the key ideas in the philosophy of Jean-Paul Sartre, which sort of made him a famous philosopher, is the notion of freedom. Now, we have talked about freedom in different ways in the podcast we've recorded before. But today, there's one aspect about this notion that we're going to discuss a little bit in depth. This is the aspect known as identity. Now, in the concept of identity, Sartre speaks about this idea that the individual is always trying to be something or someone that he is not. The individual is trying to grab his identity, to claim his identity from something, from somewhere, from someone else. Okay? And as he tries to grab his identity, he is trying to give meaning to that identity. Okay? But Salt says that it is a failure. It is a failure because the individual could never be certain of his identity. The individual could never be certain of who he is or who he wants to be. As we've talked about in previous recordings, it's this constant back and forth between the for itself and the in itself. When it comes to identity, Salt says the path to identity, or the path of being, it's the seeking of an identity. But that path in and of itself is not set in stone. In other words, there is not a universal way of finding oneself. There's not a universality or sense of universality in determining who the being is or who the being could be. And it becomes a dead end. It becomes a dead end because on one hand, the being wants to be. The being wants to claim or define his identity. At the same time, the being cannot reach that goal. Okay? So what the being does is that in order to be, the being comes up with what Sartre calls a play, an activity that allows the being to be, even though the being is not necessarily what he or she thinks that he is. The being, many a time, has to fake it. Okay? The being has to fake being what he thinks he is or what he thinks he could be. So when Sartre talks about a play, he's more likely referring to this idea of a sport. A sport where the being makes up his own rules. He makes up his own ways of being. The being creates his own ways, his own patterns, his own realities. But for the being, the capacity to create his own rules, his own realities, is what the being calls autonomy. Okay? But that autonomy, as Sartre suggests, is many a time fake. It is many a time an illusion. Okay? The being is the one who created that autonomy, who created that reality. The being in his quest for meaning, in his quest for identity, creates this reality where he creates his own rules as to who he is, where he is, and where he could be. But the lack of identity is what Sartre defines as freedom. In other words, the being is trying to be. The being is trying to be something or someone other than what the being is. But the capacity to envision a state of being is this notion of freedom, where the being sees himself as being something or someone other than. And that in and of itself encapsulates this idea, the notion of being free. But the problem is that the being somehow realizes that there is no reality in this world. The being realizes that it's a game. It's a game where he gets to define the rules. He gets to define the consequences for violating the rules. But the being, many a time, refuses to acknowledge that. And to go back to our previous discussion, is what Sartre calls bad faith. Is when the being refuses to acknowledge that reality. When the being refuses to acknowledge who he is in his world. But the whole concept of faking it, the whole idea of creating a place where the being could be according to what he thinks he could be, is the whole concept of finding one's identity in the world. So at the end of the day, we are in a game. The problem is that we often get lost in it. And when we get lost in the game, sometimes it is hard for us to get back into the reality of knowing that we are in a game called life. Because the point, according to Sartre, is not to lose the self in the game of life itself. The point, according to Sard, is to be aware of the seriousness, or the lack thereof, of the world in which we evolve. And that capacity to make a clear differentiation between what is and what could be is what Sartre refers to as freedom. So the being is free to be according to his understanding of what he could not be. The being understands the capacity to be, to construe a reality for the self. But that reality, the being has to understand that it is a made-up reality. The being has to understand that it is the unattainability of the state of being that the being seeks to be. That's what makes the being be. And it's this understanding of being that Sartre calls freedom. So the being must understand that he created a reality in which he is both the maker and the one what he makes is affected the most. Okay? So it's like a game where the being makes up his own rules, thereby creating his own authority as to what are the consequences of those rules. Okay? When the being creates an economic system where the being says this is how, for example, a being could be, would create a system of acquisition of wealth and all sorts of transfer of goods from one person to another. But this is a world we, as entities within the planet Earth itself, have created for ourselves. But we, at some point, have to be able to reconcile the fact that this is a game of life we have created for ourselves. This is a reality of life we, over time, have created for ourselves. And the ability to realize that we have created the game of life, or that aspect of life, or that game of life in and of itself. The ability to recognize that and not to take it too seriously, or to understand the seriousness of that reality at some point, is what Sartre calls freedom. So the being is able to distinguish the self from the self in relation to where the self is in the game that the self created for the self. And the ability of the being to get to that reality, to get to that conclusion, is freedom. And it is in this process that the being assigns meaning to the self. Let's say you are a banker. And as a banker, in the game of the economic system, you have to understand that you play an important role. But at the same time, that role, it's a role that is made up by you, or at least by the entity that created the economic system in and of itself. So the being has to understand that as a banker, he is part of a game, the game of life, which in this case is created based on the understanding of an economic system and a way to transfer goods, to trade monetary values from one entity to another. So the being has to be able to understand his place within that system. And when the being is able to do that, then the being has freedom. The being understands what freedom is. Now, this is not always easy. And that is why the being is always going back and forth between the what the being is, who the being is, what the being could be, or who the being could be. And this is the infinite quest for identity. This is the infinite quest for meaning, according to Jean-Paul Sartre.